Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ, which essentially it means after Christ when referring to a date on the calendar. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 8. With today's reading, we will start in verse 18 and end the chapter on verse 34. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 18. When Jesus saw the crowd around him, he instructed his disciples to cross to the other side of the lake. Then one of the teachers of religious law said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." But Jesus replied, "Foxes have dens to live in, and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place even to lay his head." Another of his disciples said, "Lord, first let me return home and bury my father." But Jesus told him, "Follow me now. Let the spiritually dead bury their own dead." Then Jesus got into the boat and started across the lake with his disciples. Suddenly, a fierce storm struck the lake, with waves breaking into the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him up, shouting, "Lord, save us! We're going to drown!" Jesus responded, "Why are you afraid? You have so little faith." Then he got up and rebuked the wind and waves, and suddenly there was a great calm. The disciples were amazed. "Who is this man?" they asked. "Even the winds and waves obey him." When Jesus arrived on the other side of the lake, in the region of the Gadarenes, two men who were possessed by demons met him. They came out of the tombs and were so violent that no one could go through that area. They began screaming at him, "Why are you interfering with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torture us before God's appointed time?" There happened to be a large herd of pigs feeding in the distance. So the demons begged, "If you cast us out, send us into that herd of pigs." "All right, go," Jesus commanded them. So the demons came out of the men and entered the pigs, and the whole herd plunged down the steep hillside into the lake and drowned in the water. The herdsmen fled to the nearby town, telling everyone what happened to the demon-possessed men. Then the entire town came out to meet Jesus, but they begged him to go away and leave them alone. Once again, that was the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 8 verses 18 through 34 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. Who is Jesus? People saw his miracles and wanted to follow him, but he called them to obey beyond what they expected. He demanded absolute and total devotion to himself. He is not just a rabbi or miracle worker. He is God. These verses are shocking until we realize who he is. Our Creator has the right to demand our highest allegiance and obedience. We have a choice. Will we be his followers and get in the boat, even in the storms? Or will we demand that he leaves our town, from today's reading in verse 34, because we are afraid? Those who followed him closely experienced more than the crowd. The crowd saw miracles, exorcisms, and healings. The crowd was fed and taught. But only those who got with him in the boat, those who put Jesus ahead of their families, jobs, and comfort, got to see Jesus stand up and tell the winds and the waves to be quiet as if they were his to command, and they are. For those who have faith to take the first steps, Jesus reveals more of himself to them. We do not need to be afraid of his power. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. Do you realize the power of the one to whom you are praying? Do you comprehend the wonder? Soak it in today. When you are trying to share Christ with others, don't overtalk. invite them to walk with Jesus and see the good work that he does every day. Soon they may ask, quote, "Who is this man?" End quote. We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.